Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men Bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are God-motivated, not self-motivated. Let me say that again. Real men are God-motivated, not self-motivated. Now be honest with yourself. Do you find it hard to get yourself motivated? Do you struggle to get yourself going? You know, to get yourself to do things you know you need to do that you just keep putting off? Maybe it's a habit you know you need to develop in order to get to where you want to go. Or it could be a habit you need to break that's stopping you from getting to where you want to go. But even when you're able to start the thing you want to do, you still find it hard to keep doing it and to keep going. Now, can you relate to what I'm saying? But things like this don't become a real problem to us until it comes to something that's really important. And it could be losing weight, getting in shape, eating right, being more disciplined in your finances and saving money, investing and budgeting, spending more time with your wife or your children, pursuing a dream or passion of yours that you keep putting off, like writing a book, starting a business, or even going back to school to get your degree. Breaking an addiction like alcohol, porn, drugs, or food. Or need I say, the most important thing, spending time with God. And it's not just about doing, but rather about getting the most out of what you're doing when you're doing it. Now I work with men on this all the time, and I help them break through the barriers that stop them from being the man God called and created them to be. Now, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm going to examine the struggle Paul talks about in Romans 7:15 when he says, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do, I do." Can you relate? Paul tells us that it's the sin nature in us that causes us to do what we don't want to do and not do the thing God wants us to do. But I'm going to dig a little deeper by revealing to you where I think we get stuck when it comes to procrastination, laziness, a lack of self-discipline, and follow-through, so you can understand what's actually stopping you. And I'm going to focus on what I think is the most important habit you will ever develop, and that's having a quiet time with God, because it'll change everything. See, there's 5 levels of motivation, and I want you to find out exactly where you are when it comes to facing and tackling the most important habits in your life. And let's start with level 1. Level 1 is I should. That's when we say I should spend time with God. And at this level, should means it's just a good idea, something you should do, but you don't necessarily have to do it, but it would be a good idea if you did. Know what I'm saying? You say to yourself, you know, it's been a while since I spent time with God. Maybe I should. Maybe I should spend more time with the Lord. Maybe I should consider losing weight. You know what? I should probably spend more time with my wife or my girlfriend or my children. You know, I should put myself on a budget. It really doesn't help because all it is a case of the shoulds. And trust me, shooting all over yourself is never a good thing. But a lot of us stop right at that level, the should level. Should is a good idea, but it doesn't get us to move. Next, we have level two, which I call the I need level. I need to spend time with God. Because if I don't, something bad might happen. Maybe God won't answer my prayers. My accountability brothers will probably ask me about it. Or maybe I need to do this because I'll feel guilty if I don't. Maybe my wife expects me to do it. Or my small group is dependent on me. I need to exercise. Because if I don't exercise or eat right or lose weight, I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to have to, you know what? I could end up with a beer belly. Or I won't be able to keep up with my children physically. I need to spend more time with my family because if I don't, you can kind of fill in the blank after that. See, a need bothers us, but it doesn't motivate us. It just agitates and irritates us. And we know that if we don't do something about it soon, the negative consequences of procrastination will probably more likely spill over into our relationships. Then we have level three. I call it I want to level. I want to spend time with God. This is when the thing you know you should do and need to do actually becomes a desire to do it. You actually want to do it. Now, this is a good place to be, but just because you want it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to actually do it on a consistent basis. And that's the key, consistency, because it's just a desire. You want to spend time with God. You want to lose weight. You want to save money. Now, you may be a little more motivated than should or needing to, but it doesn't solve the problem of consistency. Consistency would never be found at the need, should, or even the want level. Every man wants a successful marriage. Every man wants to get or stay in shape. Every man wants to make money or even spend more time with God. But not every man is willing to do what it takes to make it happen until he gets to level four. Now, level four is the I love to level. I love to spend time with God. You won't ever establish a level of consistency until you get to this level. I love to spend time with God. I love working on my marriage. I love to save money. I love to exercise and eat healthy. But even I love to isn't God's best for us. Now, it's good, but not God's best. And let me explain. Because most people equate I love to a feeling. We're infatuated with the term love, but we treat love like a noun rather than what it really is, which is an action verb. Love is great, and it's definitely better than should, need, or want. But what happens when you no longer love what you do? You'll probably stop doing it. But real love is doing something even when the feeling for doing it is gone, or you no longer feel good about it. I'm hoping this makes sense. I love spending time with God until I get sick. My prayers for healing go unanswered until God doesn't meet my financial needs. My child dies or I get cancer. Are you getting the point? Then I no longer love to spend time with God. And when I no longer love to spend time with God, that's when I'll fall back into I want to or I need to. So if the love level isn't enough, what's left? That's level five, that I get to. I get to spend time with God. Now, this is when you see what's in front of you as an opportunity, not an obstacle to overcome. This is when you see spending time with God as a privilege with no pressure, shame, guilt, or condemnation when you don't. This is when you're thankful for the thing you get to do rather than feel burdened by it. It's no longer about how you feel about it, but the peace you get from it. See, Jesus didn't love going to the cross. In fact, he asked for another way, but he realized that God trusted him enough that he got to go to the cross for us because God loved us so much. See, when you stop and think about it, it's actually awe-inspiring to get to do something. You and I get to spend time with God. We get to spend time with the maker and creator of the universe, the father of time and space. We get to go into the presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the master of our souls. I get to talk to the very one who gave me the power to speak in the first place and breathe breath into my lungs while I was still in my mother's womb. I get to spend time to communicate with my provider, my healer, my deliverer, my redeemer, my strength, my rock, my salvation, my joy, my peace, my everything. Man, don't get me started. That's the level of motivation every man should need, want, and love to be at. The get to level. Because then you won't ever have to worry about being self-motivated because you'll be God-motivated. And that's what real men are. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And in case you didn't know, I also work with men one-on-one, not just through our podcast. So if you'd like to find out more how we can actually work together, so maybe you can get to that level 5 motivation that you need to be, just reach out to us. You can contact us at realmenconnect.com or email us directly at realmenconnect@gmail.com. And guys, you know, I also love sharing podcast reviews from my listeners, and I pick them randomly. So who knows, if you submitted a podcast review, we might actually read yours on the air. But here's one that I received, and I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. These are the names that they send in. And this comes from Booger Lou. Booger Lou writes, "What a fantastic way to get my mind and heart right in the way going to work. I've been listening for about 2 weeks now and has made a huge difference in my life. I've been reading The Purpose-Driven Life, and everything I've listened to in the last 2 weeks has coincided with what I've been reading. It's wonderful when God gives me confirmation that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Thank you." And thank you, Boogaloo, for leaving that 5-star review for us. I really appreciate it. And guys, we are a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the #1 rated podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the hearts and lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.